读新约圣经。
We are going to turn to the New Testament.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
新约圣经，提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6 in the New Testament.
第一节，凡在轭下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。
All who are under the yoke as slaves are to regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and our doctrine will not be spoken against.
仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加以服侍他，因为得服侍之益处的是信道蒙爱的。
Those who have believers as their masters must not be disrespectful to them because they are brethren, but must serve them all the more because those who partake of the benefit are believers and beloved. Teach and preach these principles.
你要以此教训人，劝勉人。若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知。专好问难，争辩言辞。
If anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, and with a doctrine conforming to godliness, he is conceited and understands nothing, but he has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, out of which arise envy, strife, abusive language, evil suspicions.
从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑。并那坏的心术，失丧真理之人的征敬。他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
And constant friction between men of depraved mind and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain.
然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了。
But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，吃定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Fight the good fight, fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前主。
I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate.
要守这命令，毫无玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。
That you keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
到了日期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死。住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将它显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿们。
which he will bring about at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses all immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share.
为自己继承美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
Storing up for themselves a treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed.
提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你，躲避世俗的虚谈。和那敌真道似是而非的学问。
O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge.
已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith. Grace be with you.
我们一起有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
我们何等感谢你，你是那随着我们的灵磐石。
Lord, we thank you because you are truly the cliff that follows.
我们感谢你，让我们随时可以藏躲在你的里面。
And that at any point in time we can hide ourselves in you.
你无穷生命的大能，无论在什么样的环境里面，都这里来托住我们，来供应我们。
And with your great life, you are able to take hold of us and you are able to provide for us.
无论环境怎样的改变，无论事物怎样的艰难，
No matter how the environment is difficult or how it changes or how things become difficult,
你永远得胜。
You forever are the victor.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
你永远是我们的救主。
You forever are our savior.
我们在你里面得享完全的安息。
And in you we have complete rest.
早晨我们在你自己圣洁话语面前，求主你的圣灵来安静我们的心。
And so, before your holy words this morning, Lord, we ask that you would quiet our hearts.
我们愿在这里听主向我们说话的声音。
We are willing to hear the voice of our Lord speak to us.
凡听见神儿子声音的都要活过来了。
For all who hear the voice of the Son of God will come back to life.
求主怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
是在越过我们人所有的软弱。
And surpass all of our human weaknesses.
让我们在这里都来享受你自己的同在。
So that all of us can enjoy of your presence.
愿我们在这里都来遇见你。
Lord, may all of us meet you.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
提摩太前书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
The letter of 1 Timothy is a very precious epistle.
这里给我们特别看见神要在他的教会里面得着贵重的器皿。
Here we see that God wants to gain honorable vessels in his church.
我们每一个人都是蒙了神极大怜悯的一个人。
All of us are people who have received great grace from the Lord.
我们每一个人都是属神的人。
And we are all people of God.
什么是属神的人呢？
What are men of God?
属神的人乃是有神的生命的一般人。
Those who are men of God are those people who have His life.
神生命的性情在我们的里面。
The nature of his life is within us.
他生命的感觉也在我们的里面。
And we also have the sense of his life.
他今天也把我们和他永远的 旨意也连接在一起。
And today we are also connected with his eternal purpose.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的神儿女都是属神的人。
For every single person who is saved by grace, we are people, man of God.
我们这些属神的人我们里面都有一个盼望。
And so for all of us who are men of God, we all have this hope.
在我们这一生短短的日子的里面
In our very short lifetime,
我们能够成为神手中合用的器皿。
We want to be a useful vessel in God's hand.
这实在是神在我们身上极大的盼望。
This is truly God's great desire for us.
也是我们里面每一个在神面前的一个心愿。
And also a desire within every one of us.
因为实在是神的爱常常在这里来激励我们。
May his love could constantly constrain us.
因为没有一个人在为自己而活。
So that not one of us will continue to live for themselves.
我们乃是为那替我们死而复活的主活。
But that we would live for he who had died for us.
所以当我们来读提摩太书信的时候。
So when we read the letter to Timothy.
我们的这些话都是对我们说的。
All of these words are spoken to us.
我们看见在这里他首先告诉我们说我们必须有真实的属灵的操练。
Here it tells us that we need to have true spiritual exercise.
我们必须在灵里面，我们在良心里面有真实的学习。
In our spirit and in our conscience, we need to learn.
否则的话，他说，这个，如果有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
And here it says that if you have forsaken that of your good conscience, then we are those who have lost our faith.
如果船已经破坏了还怎么往前去呢
If your boat has already sunken, how can you move forward?
如果船都破坏了我们还怎么为主做见证呢
If your boat has already been broken, how can you bear testimony for the Lord?
弟兄姊妹这是非常根基的学习
This is a very basic learning.
而且我们不要小看我们在良心在这个属灵上的操练
So do not look lightly upon the lesson of exercising your conscience
因为这使我们能够有属灵的分辨
Because here we need to have spiritual discernment
到底是不是讲的神纯正的话语
Are we speaking truly God's sound word
还是这里有讲了一些的异教 other teachings
Or are we talking about other teachings
弟兄姊妹这实在是神教会见证的那个根基
This is the foundation of God's testimony in his church.
我们里面必须有这样属灵的分辨。
We must have the spiritual discernment.
而且这样的属灵的操练使我们能够真正的明白什么是那可称颂之神交托我们那个荣耀的福音。
And so that way we can truly know the God who has entrusted this glorious gospel to us.
弟兄姊妹如果我们的灵里面失去这样基本的操练
Brothers and sisters, if you lack this very fundamental exercise in your spirit,
可能我们在道理上明白一些
then perhaps in knowledge you can know something.
在我们灵里面我们没有真实的看见
But in your spirit, you do not have true seeing.
我们不大确定到底什么是那可称颂之神交托我们那个荣耀的福音
Then you are not entirely sure of the great gospel that God has entrusted to you.
弟兄姊妹就是从一开始我们看见说这些最基本的学习盼望我们每一个人我们常常能够在神的面前有这样的操练
We hope that we could have a constant exercise in these very basic lessons
那我们知道船不沉下去当然是很好的
Of course it's very good for us not to be shipwrecked
但是船总是要往前去的
But the ship must constantly move forward
所以后面他给我们看见我们必须有在祷告上有经历有学习
And so here we see that in our prayers we need to have experience and learning
我们需要操练敬虔
So as we train in godliness
我们学习在许多的方面都做众人的榜样
We are to learn to be examples for all
我们也要养成美好的生命的性格
We need to have good spiritual character
弟兄姊妹这些使我们这个见证的船一直能够往前去
This is so that the ship of our testimony may continue to move forward
不沉下去只是消极的
For us to simply not be shipwrecked is to not simply be negative or avoid it
更重要的是我们能够往前去
But even better yet we need to move forward
那到了第六章
And then when we come to chapter 6
我们看这里所告诉我们是非常重要的一件事
Here we see something very important
在第六章的二十节
In verse 20 of chapter 6
提摩太呀你要保守所托付你的躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问已经有人自称有这学问就偏离了真道
O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter, and opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed and thus gone astray from the faith.
这个船往前去，还有一件事是非常重要的。
For the ship to move forward, there's another matter that's very important.
就不能够偏离了真道。
That you must not go astray from the faith.
弟兄姊妹，这个偏离在原文里面说到失去了那个方向。
In this term of going astray, in the original, it means that you have missed the mark.
在那里失去了那一个目标。
You have missed the goal.
往前去是非常好的。
It is very good to move forward.
但如果这个属灵的方向，这个正确的方向我们失去了。
But if you have lost that correct spiritual direction,
我们没有办法能够像这里所说的保守所托付我们的。
Then you cannot guard what has been entrusted to you.
主把这荣耀的福音托付了我们。
God has given us this glorious gospel.
主把主耶稣基督的见证托付了给我们。
He has already given us the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神面前看见说，在这第六章里特别提醒我们。
And so we see that in chapter 6, it reminds us.
如果我们盼望在神手中成为一个合用的器皿。
If we want to be a useful vessel in God's hand.
我们必须要能够持守那个正确的属灵的方向。
You must hold fast to the correct spiritual direction.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个船的方向偏出去了，
If the direction of the ship goes astray,
无论我们怎样劳苦和努力，没有办法达到目的。
No matter how you labor, you cannot attain to the goal.
弟兄姊妹，这件事对于无论是我们个人的属灵追求，还是整个的聚会来讲，都是十分关键的一件事。
Whether this is regarding your own spiritual pursuit or for the entire church, this is a very critical point.
弟兄姊妹，这件事实在是太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
因为如果船要达到目的，它那个方向必须是在一个正确的方向的上面。
For the ship to attain to its goal, it must go in the right direction.
而我们知道，当船在这个海上行走的时候，有的时候它会有一些的迂回的地方。
We know that when a ship is in the ocean, sometimes it will go in different directions.
可能那里有礁石，所以你不能够真正过去的。
Perhaps there may be an obstacle, so it cannot cross.
有时候还有冰山在那里挡着，所以你必须绕过去的。
And sometimes there are icebergs, you must go around it.
那你不能因着绕过这些的礁石、这些的冰山，你就从此就岔出去了。
But just because you are avoiding the obstacles or the icebergs, that you go astray.
你那个属灵的方向要非常的确定，非常的清楚。
Your spiritual direction must be very clear and certain.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这件事我觉得使徒保罗在这里，在圣灵的里面提醒年轻的提摩太。
And so here the Apostle Paul, in the Spirit, he is reminding young Timothy.
你要保守所托付你的。
Guard what has been entrusted to you.
要达到这个目的。
You must attain to the goal.
但是你必须要知道有一个很大的危险。
But you must know that there are great dangers.
很可能从那个真道可能会偏出去了。
It is very possible to go astray.
这个属灵的方向要一直在神面前时时刻刻的警醒。
Your spiritual direction, you must be watchful at all times.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这件事对我们每个人来讲实在是都是太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, this is very critical for all of us.
因为我们知道这一条属灵的道路有许许多多的搅扰。
Because we know that in the spiritual path, there are so many stumbling blocks.
有许多的事物要使我们从这个正确的属灵方向偏差出去。
There are so many matters that allow us to go astray.
所以这里要打那美好的仗。
So here we must fight the good fight.
我想这美好仗有很多的意思。
Of course, there are many meanings to fighting this fight.
我想我们在要持守这个确定的属灵方向，实在要一直在那里征战的。
And yes, for us to hold fast to the true spiritual way, we need to fight.
不是和属血气的人征战。
We are not fighting against flesh and blood.
我们所征战的是属灵的征战。
But our fight is against the spiritual world.
因为我们必须要持守这个正确的属灵的方向。
Because we are to hold fast to the correct spiritual path.
仇敌要用各种各样的诡计使我们从这个属灵的方向偏差出去。
The enemy has so many schemes for us to go astray.
如果我们的方向偏差出去了，弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法守住主所托付给我们的。
And so, brothers and sisters, if we go astray, we cannot guard that which has been entrusted to us.
我们岂不是在这空跑，岂不是在这里徒劳吗？
Are we then just running in vain?
弟兄姊妹，我们劳苦努力到底是为了什么呢？
For all of our labor and efforts, what is it for?
岂不是要成就从主耶稣所领受的指示吗？
Is it just to gain some of the knowledge from our Lord Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里我们看见说，这个确定的属灵的方向，这个正确的属灵的方向是非常紧要的一件事。
And so here we see that to know and to follow the correct spiritual path is such a very serious matter.
在他一开始在第一节
，starting from verse one，
这里给我们看见这个属灵的方向常常受到搅扰。
We see that in the spiritual direction, oftentimes there are struggles and problems.
这里说到，在轭下做仆人的，当以自己的主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。仆人若有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄，就轻看他，更要加以服侍他。
Here it says that all who are under the yoke of slaves are to regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and our doctrine will not be spoken against. Those who have believers as their masters must not be disrespectful to them because they are brethren, but serve them all the more.
每次读到这的时候，我里面都有一个问题。
Every time I read to this part, I have a question.
为什么让仆人这样的加以服侍主人呢？
Why is it that here slaves must continue to serve their masters?
那主人也信主了。
Because the master is already a believer.
主人信主应该对仆人好一点。
Now that the master is a believer, he must treat his servant well.
弟兄姊妹，这是天然人的观念。
Here is a natural human understanding.
弟兄姊妹，你发现许多的时候，天然人的观念是那些我们非常喜欢的，我们觉得非常好的这些观念，在不知不觉中会渗透到神的见证里面。
You will find, brothers and sisters, that sometimes human understanding, the things that we like, the things that we understand, will come and enter into the spiritual understanding.
我们知道这世俗许多的观念我们是弃绝的。
Yes, all the elementary teachings of the world, we reject it.
我们知道那都是不好的。
We know that it's bad.
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，我们都是定罪的。
Well, of course, we condemn the prideful lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
我们觉得说这些，不是说这些对我们的属灵方向没有影响，影响是非常大的，但是我们里面多多少少有些的分辨。
We agree that yes, they have a very deep influence in us, and we are able to sometimes have a discernment.
但是许多我们认为好的。
But then, the things among us which are good.
我们觉得很有道理的。
The things which are reasonable.
这些天然人的观念会渗不知不觉地渗透进神的见证里面。
However, human understanding, without realizing, can enter into God's testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这些的观念好像不会影响神的见证。
Don't think, brothers and sisters, that these things will not affect God's testimony.
这些是很合理的。
Because these things are reasonable.
你做主人的，你信主，当然对仆人好一点嘛。
As a master, you are a believer. Of course you will treat your slave well.
怎么主的话这里说要仆人要加以的来侍奉他的主人呢？
But here, why is it that the servant must continue to serve the master?
不仅continue，就加以的，就更加这个更加殷勤的来服侍。
But to regard them with all honor as you serve them.
弟兄姊妹，这何等奇妙的话语呢？
Here, isn't it amazing words?
因为如果我们把这个天然人的观念掺杂在神的教会的在圣儿女的见证当中，你就发现这里有一件事情，他说神的名和道理甚至会被人亵渎。
Here, we realize that if you mix in human understanding to God's testimony, you will find that it says here that the name of God and our doctrine will be spoken against or blasphemed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在实际的这个，我想没有时间去讲，在实际的见证和生活里面，确确实实，你发现，如果信主的人因着老板、因着主人信主，就在那里不殷勤，在那里偷工减料的话，神的道理、神的名是会被亵渎的。
Yes, brothers and sisters, though we don't have time to go into detail, but it's very practical that as slaves, if you do not work in all diligence for your master, the name of the Lord can be blasphemed.
弟兄姊妹，这些天然好的观念，我们有的是不知不觉的。
Yes, all of these good human knowledge and understanding without realizing it.
我们读圣经的时候，我们看见 当这个摩西的岳父在那里看望他的时候，就给他一个很好的建议。
We see that even in the Old Testament, when Moses' father-in-law went to visit him, gave him a very good suggestion.
这开始读的，真的岳父真的很爱这个女婿啊。
We realize that the father-in-law really loved the son-in-law.
你看给他出的主意多么好呢。
Gave him such good advice.
你看这里又设立千夫长，这个百夫长、五十夫长，那么整个的这个安排。
And here, the advice was for Moses to set up the elders and those who are in different positions of leadership.
那可能是以色列百姓头一次的选举。
And perhaps it was the very first ballot vote for the Israelites.
但是这些选举出来的，后来我们发现真的问题很大。
But then we realized that after this voting was done, there were great problems.
是以色列人的见证受了很大的亏损。
The testimony of Israel had great loss.
很可能那个后面的250个悖逆的那些首领，恐怕都是从这里面出来的。
It is possible that the 250 who rebelled against Moses came from these people.
哦，弟兄姊妹，多少的时候非常好的观念，我们一下都接受了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes very good understandings and explanations, we accept it.
我们的主在地上的时候。从来都拒绝天然人的观念。
However, when our Lord was on earth, He always rejected human understanding.
我们主在地上也选十二个门徒。
When our Lord, when He selected His 12 disciples.
但我们想，如果这十二个门徒照着天然人的观念，我不知道能选上几个。
According to our human understanding, I don't know how, out of the disciples how many we would have chosen.
犹大我看是选不上。
Of course not Judas.
这个彼得也够呛。
And Peter, perhaps.
还有这个奋锐党的西门。
And then there's the Sons of Thunder, Simon, the Zealot.
你说那个奋锐党在当时来讲，有点像今天的恐怖组织。
You know that the Zealots at that time, they're kind of like the terrorists of today.
这个利未是绝对不要选他的。
And of course,
税吏。
Definitely not Levi, because he's a tax collector.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这个在整个这个见证的上面。有一件事是我们时时刻刻需要在神面前警醒的。
And so in the matter of testimony, there is something that at every single moment you need to be watchful.
就是我们能够接受的，我们觉得好的，这些天然人的这些的观念。
The things that we think we can accept, the things that are good, things according to our human understanding.
在不知不觉中会参进神的见证。
Without realizing it comes and mix into the Lord's testimony.
这使我们从这一个正确的属灵方向偏差出去了。
So that we go astray from the correct spiritual path.
甚至到了一个地步，神的名和神的道都受了亵渎了。
To such a point where the name of God and His doctrine become blasphemed.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是需要我们没有一我至少我觉得我常常觉得这件事我真的是学习非常少的。
And so for myself personally, I feel like I learned this lesson not very much.
你知道。我可以告诉大家，我是非常宝贵能够和年长的弟兄交通。
I can tell brothers and sisters, I really treasure the time that I share with older brothers.
多少的时候我们觉得是没有关系的。
So many times we feel it doesn't matter.
但是实在说呢，影响了神教会的见证。
But in reality, it truly affects the Lord's testimony.
我们要在这事上时刻的警醒。
We need to be watchful at all times.
因为这些我们都能接受，我们都喜欢的。
Because these things we generally can accept it, we like it.
不仅如此
Not only so,
他后面从第三节
Starting from verse 3
他这里告诉我们说神见证的这个属灵的方向还会受另外一种因素的影响
In the spiritual direction, in the Lord's testimony, there is another influence
就是有人他们追求学问不追求敬虔
That there are those who seek after knowledge and teaching but not after godliness
弟兄姊妹学问有什么不好
What is wrong with doctrine?
我们如果有多一点圣经的知识，其实是很好的一件事。
If you have more biblical knowledge, it is all very good knowledge.
但是我们知道说，如果我们以追求学问为目标的话
，However, if doctrine becomes your goal,
成了我们里面所盼望、所喜爱的
，and becomes that which you hope for and which you love,
你就发现这里面许多的难处都产生出来。
Then you realize that there are so many problems that arise.
最严重的。就是异教都是从这里出来的。
And the most severe is that all heresy comes out of this.
Other doctrines.
Other doctrines.
都是从这个学问的研究里这样产生出来的。
This knowledge comes from other teachings.
如果人追求的是敬虔,
If what you seek after is godliness,
知识对我们来讲是有帮助的,
then knowledge is helpful for you.
因为我们不是反对知识,
We do not oppose knowledge.
也不是反对学问,
We do not oppose doctrine.
但是我们必须要追求的是敬虔,
But what we seek is godliness.
这样的话,这些的知识对我们是有益处的,
then all of this knowledge has benefit for us.
否则的话,你就发现许多的这些的异教产生出来。
Otherwise, you find that so many other teachings come.
我觉得更严重的。
And more severe.
在中文它这里翻成这个坏了心术。
And in Chinese, it says that it corrupts your mind.
这一个心思被破坏了。
Your mind becomes depraved.
什么叫做被破坏的心思呢
？What does it mean to have a depraved mind?
就是不再以耶稣基督的心为心。
That means you no longer have the mind of Christ.
不顾的自高自大。
And you become conceited.
你看在这里面，他这里面，你看发现他一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，嫉妒纷争，毁谤妄语。
We see that here there's a morbid interest in controversial questions, out of which arise envy, strife, abusive language, evil suspicions.
弟兄姊妹，这从那个见证的那个方向早已经偏差出去了。
And so now you have already gone astray from the testimony.
你们要以基督耶稣的心为心。
You must have the mind of Christ.
他本有神的形象。
For he originally had the form of God.
却不与自己与神同等为强夺。
But did not consider that anything to be grasped.
他反倒取了奴仆的形象。
But took upon himself the form of a servant.
我们的主他里面的心思意念是什么呢
？What is the mind of our Lord Jesus？
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神面前看见说，如果我们在接受了许多所谓好的东西。
Brothers and sisters, if you find that you want to accept some good things,
但如果让我们的心思败坏了
but if your mind is corrupted,
让我们看自己比别人强
when you see yourself stronger and better than others,
我们在那里争辩言辞
and there you have disputes about words,
总是告诉人家是我总是比你强
and always tell others that I am stronger, better than you,
弟兄姊妹那个心思败坏了
then your mind has been corrupted,
弟兄姊妹那个见证随之就失去了。
And then the testimony is lost.
我们从这个正确的属灵方向偏差出去了。
And you have gone astray from the correct spiritual path.
弟兄姊妹，这些看起来都是很好的事情。
Of course, brothers and sisters, all these things look like it's good.
但这些好的常常就把我们从这个见证的道路上偏差出去了。
But oftentimes it takes us astray from the testimony.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
后面还特别提醒我们，有人。是以敬虔为得利的门路。
Here it reminds us that actually there are some who want to have great gain through godliness.
敬虔是好的。
Godliness is good.
但如果以敬虔为得利的门路，就差出去了。
But if you use godliness as a means of gain, then you have gone astray.
今天在许多神的儿女中间，非常喜欢的就是叫做那个叫成功神学。
Today, among many Christians, there are those who, they really like the prosperity gospel.
哎呀，神爱你。
God loves you.
神让你在地上过好日子。
And God wants you to live a good life.
你信心越大，你的车子开得越好。
The greater faith you have, the better the car you drive.
你越信靠神，你越爱神，你的房子越大。
The more you trust and believe in God, the bigger your house will be.
你的孩子一定上常春藤的学校。
And then your children, they will all go to private Ivy League schools.
弟兄姊妹，爱神是对的。
Yes, it is good to love God.
向神有完全的信心是好的。
To have complete faith in God is good.
但是我们不能从这个见证的方向偏差出去。
But we cannot go astray from this testimony.
甚至有的时候我们看见是为了神的事工。
To such a point that we do charitable works for God.
是属灵的运动。
These are spiritual exercises.
你发现好像到了一个时候都落在那个钱财迷惑的陷阱的里面。
To a point where you fall into a condition of financial gain.
弟兄姊妹，在这里面当然你说有人，对不起，如果神的儿女中间还有赌博的，还有这个去这个炒股票的，还有这个整天的挖空的心思要赚钱的，那这些话真的用在你身上正合适的。
Yes, I do want to say that if anyone among us you are still gambling and that you are trying to go play in stocks, then yes, of course, these words apply to you.
因为想急速发财的难免受罚。
Because, of course, those who want to have financial gain, you will receive your consequence. Because we see that the love of money is the root of all evil.
你看,许多人受了迷惑,落在网络,和许多无知有害的私欲的里面。
And we see that so many have fallen to this temptation and snare, many foolish and harmful desires.
叫人沉在败坏和灭亡当中。
So that they fall into ruin and destruction.
偏离真道,用许多的愁苦把自己给刺透了。
They have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
盼望我们神的儿女中间没有这样的情形。
We hope that among the children of God there is no such condition.
没有人因着钱财的迷惑,用许多的愁苦把自己给刺透了。
We hope that no one among us, because of the love of money, pierced themselves with many griefs.
但如果我们读剩下文道,
But if you read the context,
我想这里还特别有一方面是特别
But here, God's word is reminding us. If you find that you are using godliness as a means of gain,
你说施工有什么不好呢?
What is wrong with charitable work?
你说这个属灵的运动有什么不好呢?
What is wrong with doing spiritual work?
弟兄姊妹,很多都是非常好的事情。
So many things are good works.
都让人觉得真的是爱主的事情。
These are all things which love God.
但是我们要非常谨慎和小心,弟兄姊妹。
But we must be very careful and watchful, brothers and sisters.
你要持守所托付你的。
If you are to guard that which God has entrusted to you.
因为这个属灵的方向会偏差出去的。
Because in our spiritual direction, it's easy to go astray.
在不知不觉中就落到了这个
Without realizing, you fall into this snare and this temptation of financial gain.
弟兄姊妹,我们看见说,这一条属灵的道路实在是不是那样一帆风顺的。
This, we do find that this spiritual path is not always that smooth.
我们心目中我们的意愿都是好的,我们都要朝着主见证的方向而去。
All of our intentions are good, we are going in the direction of His testimony.
但是我们必须要晓得,我们如果不在神面前谨慎自守的话,
However, we must know that if we are not watchful at all times before the Lord,
我们如果不晓得这些的影响是在不知不觉中就让我们偏差出去的话,
If we are not careful of these influences and that we, without realizing it, go astray,
我们没有办法成就从主耶稣所领受的指示,
then we cannot fulfill the ministry that He wants to give us.
那我们怎么样能够保守我们在这条正确的属灵的道路上呢?
So how do we protect ourselves in this correct spiritual path?
我们怎么样能够持守正确的属灵的方向呢?
How do we hold fast to the correct direction?
11节,
Verse 11.
你这属神的人啊,
Oh, you man of God.
你这个充满了神生命的人,
You who are filled with the love of life of God.
充满了神的生命的性情,
You who have the nature of God.
神的感觉,生命的感觉在你里面,
You have the sense of life from God.
生命的法则也在你里面,
And the law of God is within you.
弟兄姊妹,我们每一个人都是属神的人。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us, we are man of God.
这是何等大的恩典。
This is such great grace.
在旧约,没几个人能成为是神人啊。
In the Old Testament, very few people are called the man of God.
简单讲就是神人啊,属神的人这是翻译的时候可能 怕我们觉得当不起啊。
And so perhaps in the translation, we feel that we are not worthy to be called a man of God.
实在就是神人啊。
But truly, they are God-man.
我们哪敢做神人呢? 摩西差不多,对不对?
Perhaps just Moses, he can be a man of God.
以利亚,以利沙,我们根本就永远根本没有份的。
And we have no portion in Elijah or Elisha.
弟兄姊妹,在主的恩典里面。
But brothers and sisters, in God's grace, He has saved us to such an uttermost that it is amazing.
It's
that sometimes it's hard for us to believe
it.
When we read about it, this man of God, we say, oh, okay, those who are truly men of God, they need to listen to this.
弟兄姊妹,
But this is written for all of us.
知道怎样持守这条正确的属灵的方向。
Because all of us need to know how to guard ourselves and go in this right spiritual direction.
弟兄姊妹,这里面告诉我们,首先说,要逃避这些事。
So here, first off, it tells us that we must flee from these things.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
是不是说我们都是作为一个消极的这样的逃避的事情呢?
Do we just do negative and avoidance, avoid these issues?
是的,我们对于罪恶,世界,肉体,我们真的不要给它留地步的。
Yes, of course, to the world and to sin, to the flesh, we don't want to leave any room for that.
对于那些败坏的事情，弟兄姊妹，我真的求主怜悯我们，我们胜不过的，我告诉你。
Yes, Lord, to brothers and sisters, we cannot overcome, the things which.
不要觉得自己很刚强。
Do not think that you are very strong.
不要觉得好像那里有了污秽败坏，你还敢去，弟兄姊妹，你不要去。
The things that are corrupted, the things that are defiled, don't think that you are strong enough to go. Do not go.
当然，这里面讲了，我相信它不是指的完全消极说的。我们需要避免这一切。
Of course, the Bible here isn't just telling us to avoid all these things. Yes, we need to avoid them.
如果我们只是消极的在这防守的话
，But however, if you're merely just avoiding,
你说有些这个神的儿女真的他们在历史上他们真就这样做的。
And yes, we do know that there are some children of God in history. They truly do this.
我这个暑假，我这个主给我们这个一个机会，我们去参观过那个。埃米士就是这个亚米士他们的那个生活的社区。
This past summer vacation, I was able to go and visit some of the Amish people.
他们在开始的时候就是要远离世界。
At the very beginning, they were wanting to leave the world,
to
separate from the world.
他们这个世界把他们从这一个见证的方向岔出去了。
They did not want to be led astray because of the world.
所以到今天他们不开汽车的。
So even to today, they do not drive cars.
他们还是骑着马车的。
They still ride in horse buggies.
当然那个马车已经很高级了。
And of course, their horse buggies are very advanced now.
那么无论如何，反正他们不开汽车的。
However, they still do not drive cars.
家里面这个应该是没有 iPhone 的。
And they do not have iPhones at home.
那么也不用这个，如果外边有电线，他们就你就看哪个是。亚米士的房子，他们没有电线的。
And if you see electrical wires outside, you will find that for the Amish homes, they are not connected to electricity.
他们觉得他们真的是非常非常的逃避了。
Because they are truly fleeing.
你说这是不是逃避这些事呢？
Is it that they are fleeing away from these things now?
弟兄姊妹，是不是想消极的逃避那个见证，就持守住了呢？
Is it simply because you have avoided these things that now you have held fast to the testimony?
你发现你进到他们中间，其实不过是换一种形式的世界就是了。
But if you go among them, you will find that the world simply is a different form.
那个见证失去了。
The testimony had been lost.
你在他们中间有没有能看见耶稣基督的见证
？Among them, do you find the testimony of the Lord Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，你发现不是这样消极的逃避就能够持守住这个正确的属灵的方向。
It's not just because you flee and avoid these issues that you can hold fast to the correct spiritual path.
有人说干脆教会里不要上网了。
Of course, then perhaps we say, let's in the church, let's no longer go online.
没有 email, 没有这些电子邮件了。
We're not going to use email anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们这里看见是神的话语告诉我们，不是这样的。
But from God's word, we see it is not that way.
持守住这个正确的属灵的方向，乃是。要持定永生。
To hold fast to the true spiritual way means to hold fast to eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要学会持定永生啊。
You must learn to take hold of eternal life.
我们必须有积极的。
You must have a positive outlook.
光是消极的逃避是不能够保守这个见证的。
You cannot just simply avoid, therefore hold fast to testimony.
我们这里他特别提到要持定永生。
But here it tells us that we are to take hold of eternal life.
他这里讲得多么严肃，他说我在叫万物生活的神面前。
Here he says in such serious language that before the presence of God who gives life to all things.
在那向本丢比拉多做过美好见证的耶稣基督面前嘱咐你啊。
Of Christ Jesus who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate.
你要持定永生啊。
Hold fast to eternal life.
你要告诉那些今生富足人让他们持定那真正的生命啊。
Tell those who are rich in the present life to hold fast to life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的秘诀。
This is our secret.
这是能够保守我们在这条正确的属灵的道路上朝着正确的方向朝着神的见证的方向而去的那一个秘诀。
This is a secret for us to go in the correct spiritual direction.
必须要持定永生啊
！You must hold fast to eternal life.
你知道这个年长弟兄告诉我们，这个“持定永生”这个词就是牢牢的抓住啊
！Our older brothers tell us this take hold means to grab a hold of it.
拼命的抓住啊
！Grab onto it desperately.
不顾一切的抓住啊
！Hold on with everything you have.
放了什么都可以，就不能放了这件事情。
Let go of everything else except you cannot let go of this.
全力的紧紧的抓住永生。
With all your strength, hold fast to eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，这个永生它还不是。指的那个时间上的永远说的。
This eternal life does not just speak of that eternal eternity.
他讲的是那个性质。
But he's talking about the nature or character. The life of the Lord Jesus. This life which is in every one of us who are man of God. We must learn how to take hold of this eternal life. Before the presence of God who gives life to all things.
这个英文的翻译它是这一种, 好, 那么我读的另外一个翻译非常好, 它说, 神啊, 是让那个所有的事物都保持在生命中的神。
Here in Chinese it also has the meaning that
another translation.
In another translation, it's God who continues to protect all who has life.
不是他把每一件事都保守在生命的里面。
Everything is protected within life.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹, 这是持, 持,
This is to hold fast to eternal life. Because every single thing can be held in life.
只有这样的话,
in this way, you will then not go astray from the correct spiritual path.
那你说怎么样,
and so you said, I've yelled so long, so how do I hold on now?
你喊半天,
I still don't know how to hold on.
那感谢主的话告诉我们,
but God's word tells us.
他首先告诉我们, 如果要持定永生呢,
If you are to hold fast to life,
首先有一个追求,
First, you must have this pursuit.
追求公义,
pursue righteousness.
敬虔, 信心, 爱心, 忍耐, 温柔,
pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
这里的追求是什么意思?
In these pursuits, what does it mean?
是不是让我们觉得在众人中间我们比较属灵一点?
Does that mean before everyone else, we need to be more spiritual?
是不是你觉得你自己就很公义的呢?
That now you feel more righteous?
你觉得你特别有信心呢?
That now you are full of faith?
弟兄姊妹, 这些的追求, 它有一个很重要的目的。
Here, in these pursuits, there's a very important goal.
因为这里讲的这六个方面都是关乎生命的。
Because in all of these six character traits, it all has to do with life.
当你在神面前去追求的时候,
yes, as you pursue before God, it is possible that we are still very incomplete.
你说我都信主这么久了,我今天看看自己的属灵生命的身量好像还像个婴孩一样。
You say that I have believed in the Lord for so long, and yet in my growth, I'm still like an infant before Him.
那我就不要再追求了。
I don't want to pursue anymore.
神好像没拣选我。
Because it seems like God has not chosen me.
弟兄姊妹, 这里面告诉我们, 这个属灵的追求是非常非常重要的。
But here, God shows us that the spiritual pursuit is so important.
因为当你在这里追求的时候,
Because as you are pursuing,
你越过越能够熟悉那个生命的感觉。
The more familiar you become with the sense of life,
你越过越能够习惯那个生命的味道。
You become more familiar to the taste of this life.
我曾经这个有的时候常常去看这个年长弟兄。
In the past, or I oftentimes will go and visit older brothers.
那么这个年长弟兄他很喜欢把窗户都打开。
And our older brother, he really likes to open up windows.
他告诉我他不喜欢有任何的味道。
He tells me that he doesn't like to have any odor.
他不盼望说我们 这些客人进到他们家中有些味道他不喜欢的。
He doesn't want to have his guests come into the house and detect any odors.
他就把这些窗户全都打开的。
So he will open up all windows.
等客人去了他把他关上再把空调开开。
And so once the guests leave, then they close the window and turn on the AC.
虽然那个时候他年纪已经很大了,但是他还是要这么做的。
Even though he was very elderly at that time, he still did this.
所以你进到他们家里面,你就发现说真的没有味道的。
And so when you enter into their home, you will truly find that there are no smells.
弟兄姊妹,你知道当你习惯了没有味道的时候,
As you become accustomed to a place with no smell.
其实没有味道也是一种味道,对不对?
However, honestly, even when things are odorless, there's still an odor.
那么当你习惯这个没有味道的时候,
But when you come used to this,
有任何的其他的味道进来,你马上
As soon as there's anything else, immediately you detect it.
弟兄姊妹,你不要觉得说属灵的追求没有用。有很多弟兄姊妹说,追求本地我还是应该有什么用?
Do not feel that this is of no use to have spiritual pursuit. So many feel, I pursued for so long, it still has no use to me. That's your human understanding.
这不是属灵的观念。
That is not spiritual understanding.
弟兄姊妹,这些属灵的追求非常的重要。Spiritual
pursuit is so important.
因为让我们越过越习惯这个生命的味道。Because
you become more and more familiar with the taste of, or the odor of life.
等到天然的味道一进来, 你觉得奇怪，怎么搞得有天然人的味道？
Because as soon as natural life comes in, you realize what is smelling so strange.
因为你不要以为很属灵的才能闻到天然人的味道。
Don't feel that you need to be very spiritual for you to detect natural human life.
有许多刚刚蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
Some children of God who are just saved.
他们要热切地爱主。
They truly love the Lord fervently.
天天活在主的爱中。
And every day they dwell in the love of the Lord.
他们可能懂得很少。
Perhaps they understand very little.
他们听到的时候，他们完全是在信心，在爱心，在这个生命里来听的。
When they listen to preaching, they listen in faith and in love.
因为道理有时候还听不懂啊。
And sometimes they don't understand what they hear.
有的时候真的听完一堂下来，真的想懂，就是一个字都不懂啊。
And some when they truly want to understand, but they cannot understand.
但我告诉你，他们知道生命的味道。
But they know the smell, a taste of life.
今天这一个味道是对的。
They say today, the taste of it was right.
这是生命。
This is life.
这不是天然人的感觉。
This is not a sense in the natural human life.
这里没有世界。
There's no world here.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看属灵的追求。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly in spiritual pursuit.
仇敌欺骗我们。
The enemy deceives us.
让我们觉得属灵的追求没有用。
When we feel that spiritual pursuit has no use.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的追求非常的重要。
Spiritual pursuit is very important.
弟兄姊妹，你说那这个追求那这么多方面，我怎么学呢？
You will ask, okay, so if there's so many different ways to pursue, how do I learn it?
弟兄姊妹，其实你到神面前去祷告，神会教我们的。
But brothers and sisters, if you go before the Lord, He will teach you.
我想弟兄们常常提醒我们的小事忠心，对不对？
The brothers often remind us to be faithful in small things.
你说公义。
We talk about righteousness.
公义和罪是对着的，对不对？
Righteousness is the complete opposite of sin.
你说我这个很多这种那些污秽败坏的罪我都没有。
So of course, everything that is defiled and corrupted, we don't have it.
你问问主。
But ask the Lord.
那哪一个在我生命中，在你眼中是罪的？
Is there still one thing in your eyes is still sin?
我愿意过一个在你眼中过这个至少我知道的罪我都把它对付了。
I am willing to live a life before you that at least for all the sins I know about it, I've dealt with it.
那么那个时候我记得我在读书的时候。
When I was still a student.
主在讲台上就特别的给我看见懒惰是罪。
The Lord really showed me through preaching that being lazy is sin.
懒惰为耶和华行事的这人被咒诅的。
Laziness before the Lord is one who is lazy is condemned before the Lord.
哎呀，真的回去以后跟主说主啊，这是罪啊。
So I went back before the Lord and said, yes, it is sin.
弟兄姊妹，你要想有属灵的追求，其实在我们生命中要许许多多，你可以跟主之间都有那样的。
So in our spiritual pursuit before the Lord, we can have that intimate connection, relationship with the Lord.
敬虔。
In faith, in godliness.
敬虔就是我们人里面的宝贝显出来了。
In godliness, it reveals all of the treasures you have within you.
因为这显明着莫大能力不是出于我们出于神，这个宝贝显出来那才是敬虔呢。
Because when all that is within you, that is of God, of His glory, that is godliness.
不是理由显出来。
It's not explanations that come out.
这个讲理由，你知道这个，我觉得我在这个在开始这个信主的时候，我最喜欢讲理由的。
When I first believed in the Lord, I really loved to give excuses.
你什么事你都要讲理由的。
In everything, I can give an explanation and an excuse.
你就追求在神面前学习不讲理由。
But as I pursued before the Lord, I learned not to give an excuse.
就是在太太面前不要讲理由。
Even before my wife, I would not give an explanation.
她说你有问题，你就干脆老老实实听着，你有问题就对了。
And so she said, if you have a problem, then just say, honestly, you have a problem.
其实我们常常在其实小的事上，我们真的可以学习。正在追求这个属灵的追求。
And so we do realize that in all our small matters that we can have these spiritual pursuits.
信心。
Faith.
前一段时间有个姊妹她告诉我。
A few days ago, a sister told me.
她说几年以前呢，她说她不知道在哪听了，我忘了是谁讲，反正我们在当博那边有弟兄讲到说，你要学习十一奉献的。
The sister, she said that several years ago, the brother came and spoke in the Dumbo Fellowship, reminding us that we needed to tithe.
那么她说她从来都没有这样tithe过，都从来没有这样的十一奉献过。
And so she told me that she had never tithed before.
她就跟主有一个约。
And so she made this promise before the Lord.
我要操练操练我的信心。
She said, I want to exercise my faith.
真的吗
？Is it true？
真的像主的话里所说的吗
？Is it true according to what you have written in your word？
那天她告诉我说她是可以做见证。
But that day she said she could testify.
几年下来。
That several years later.
她从前觉得神是在道里，在空气中的。
That in the past God was just way up in the sky.
而现在她说神真的在她生，在她自己的生命中真的那样的真实。
But now God in her life is so real.
弟兄姊妹，你学习参加祷告聚会。
Brothers and sisters, learn as you come to prayer meeting.
我记得那个时候我做学生的时候，我真的感谢主，有机会和年长弟兄姊妹他们一起去祷告聚会。
I remember when I was a student, I thanked the Lord for giving me the opportunity to go to prayer meeting with the older brothers and sisters.
那个时候我们在当堡祷告聚会，这个年长弟兄姊妹加上我三个，然后到那边就我们是多数。
And so, together with the older brothers there, we were the majority, with the three of them.
你知道那个时候。看起来这祷告就很软弱，对不对
？And so outwardly speaking, it looked like the prayer meeting was very weak.
你这么软弱的，这算了，别祷告了。
We were weak to such a point where just give up, don't no longer pray.
都没人去，我也不去了。
No one else goes, so I shouldn't have to go.
不，弟兄姊妹，你要操练信心。
But no, brothers and sisters, you are to exercise faith.
我记得非常的清楚。
I remember very clearly.
有一次我们在为这个吕老弟兄祷，你这在我们这边久的，你知道有个姓吕的弟兄，他那个时候生了这个癌症以后，跑到癌症那癌跑到骨头里去了。
At that time there was a brother Liu among us, and he had cancer. The cancer had spread into his bones.
他就告诉这个弟兄姊妹，盼望为他这个祷告，让他真的能够不要那么痛，因为实在是进到骨头里非常痛的一件事。
And so he asked brothers and sisters to pray for him so that he wouldn't be in such pain because once the cancer entered into his bones, it was very painful.
那一天我们参加祷告聚会只有五个人。
And so that day, as we went to prayer meeting, there were only five of us.
但是神的灵真的在那里充满。
But God's spirit truly filled that meeting.
哎呀，这个弟兄姊妹，那是高声的赞美神的得胜。
And so brothers and sisters, with great praise, thank the Lord for His victory.
从那天开始。
From that day on.
老弟兄说他不痛。
Our elderly brother said he was no longer in pain.
后来我有机会去这个服侍。
And so,
年老的弟兄，我们发现他后来真的不痛。
And so I had an opportunity to go serve our older brother, and I realized truly he was not in pain.
每次照出照片来，那个黑的地方比原来更多了一点。
And every time he went to have some scans, we see that the dark spots were increasing.
当时我想那是主特别让我看见。
And I feel that the Lord truly allowed me to see.
你要学习祷告。
That those who learn to pray.
你的信心就操练了。
You exercise your faith.
你就敢迈出信心的脚步。
And then you are able to step out in faith.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为属灵的追求没有用。
Don't feel that spiritual pursuit is worthless.
爱心让我们能够扩大这个交通的范围。
And then in love, it increases your capacity in fellowship.
我不晓得你有没有人你不喜欢跟他交通。
I don't know if there's anyone that you do not like to fellowship with.
反正我很软弱，我有人我不喜欢跟他交通。
I am weak. I will admit there are people I do not like to fellowship with. May the Lord forgive me.
因为真的，我觉得人太软弱了。
Because I truly am weak.
有人我很喜欢跟他交通的。
There are some people I truly like to fellowship with.
有人我真的，哎呀，主啊，怜悯，真的不想跟他交通。
But I ask the Lord, Lord, please give me mercy because I truly don't like to fellowship with those others.
你操练爱心。
But I am to exercise love.
那个交通能不能扩大一下
？So now can my fellowship increase?
忍耐
，perseverance.
那个时候，我记得在这个福音组服事的时候，主让我学习一件事情。
When I was serving in the gospel group, the Lord allowed me to learn.
你只管撒种，只管浇灌，把那一个结果子的事交给神。
That I was just to be responsible for sowing the seed and for pouring out the bearing of fruit is God's responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，结果子不是我们的事儿。
Bearing fruit is not our responsibility.
忍不住是因为我们老想结果子嘛。
It's so difficult for us because we want to bear fruit.
怎么我讲了这么多遍，怎么就没有人结果子呢
？I have spoken so much and yet I don't see any fruit.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们想结果子，我们就忍不住了嘛
？Every time we want to bear fruit, then we can't stand it anymore.
下次他来就算了，不要再讲，就讲这么多遍了。不用再讲了。
Next time they come, I'm just going to say, forget it. I'm not going to speak anymore.
弟兄姊妹，结果子是主的事情啊。
Brothers and sisters, bearing fruit is God's responsibility.
如果你觉得你和哪一位弟兄交不通的话
，If you feel that you cannot have fellowship with a particular brother,
交不交是你的责任。
Whether or not you have fellowship is your responsibility.
通不通是神的事情。
But whether you have a fellowship that goes through, that's God's responsibility.
你知道在交通之间实在是需要忍耐啊。
In the matter of fellowship, we truly need perseverance.
你不要以为你说我一高兴了，今天听了到了，我一爱主了，我就交通就通了，不会的。
That just because today I heard a message, I'm full of joy and I want to fellowship, and therefore it's going to be understood.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们学习忍
But if we learn perseverance,
你操练忍耐,
and you learn exercise perseverance,
把那个结果的事情交给神,
and you give the responsibility of bearing fruit to God,
弟兄姊妹，你发现你真的在神面前有一个属灵的操练,
then you will find that you have spiritual exercise before the Lord.
温柔,
gentleness.
温柔什么意思?
What does it mean to be gentle?
温柔就碰得起啊，被人家 strike,
Being gentle means that you can be struck by others.
就是人家碰了以后不出事情。
That once you have been struck by others, you do not have a reaction.
要不然我们里面血气翻腾啊。
Otherwise, you start to have your temper.
外面当然要属灵了，是吧？主啊，感谢你，是吧
？And so outwardly, we say, I need to be spiritual, Lord. I thank you.
那么有学功课的机会了。
It's an opportunity for me to learn a lesson.
但你里面这个血气在那翻腾啊。
But now within you, your flesh and your anger starts to come up.
你知道这些都是可以操练的。
All these things we can learn.
你发现，你就发现，慢慢，你发现，哎，有许多的情形，你不怕人家刺你。
And then you will find that gradually there's so many circumstances you are not afraid of being poked by others.
我这里只是告诉大家说，举个简单的例子，弟兄姊妹，我们要有属灵的追求。
I just give you some very simple examples, but here we are to have spiritual exercise.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的追求让我们能够常常摸到那个生命的感觉。
Spiritual pursuit will allow us to fall into the sense of life.
是的，我们还很软弱。
Yes, we are often so weak.
我们差得太远了。
We fall so short.
但是你可以保守，让神保守我们在这一条生命的路上。不至于偏差出去。
But the Lord, in this way, we can protect ourselves so that we do not go astray from the spiritual path.
我们可以抓住永生啊。
We can hold fast to eternal life.
这是头一个秘诀。
This is the first secret.
后面他告诉我们。
And then it tells us.
你要为真仗、真道打那美好的仗。
That you are to fight the good fight.
什么是美好的仗？
What does it mean to fight a good fight?
可能有很多方面我们都可以去理解。
Of course, there's many different ways we can explain this.
当我们知道在宇宙中有一场仗是最美好的。
But we know that in the entire universe, there's one good fight.
就是主耶稣在十字架上借着谦卑顺服打败了那个骄傲的魔鬼。
That is our Lord Jesus, because of his humility and obedience, he overcame Satan, the enemy.
十字架的功课。
The lesson of the cross.
十字架使我们保守在这条正确的属灵道路上。
The cross will protect and guard us to be in the right spiritual path.
学习谦卑顺服的功课。
Learn the lesson of humility and obedience.
什么是谦卑呢？
What is humility?
弟兄姊妹，有的时候就这个，我觉得真的感谢主，年长弟兄常常告诉我，你这个谦卑不是驼背。
I thank the Lord. Our older brothers tell us that humility does not mean you slouch.
你不要以为你驼背了你就谦卑了。
Don't think that just because you slouch that you are humble.
这里面他告诉我们。我们的主在本丢比拉多面前做了美好的见证。
Here we see that Paul tells us that our Lord Jesus, he made a good confession before Pontius Pilate.
当我们思想那一幕的时候，我们觉得那是真的是谦卑。
When we think about this illustration, we realize it is true humility.
因为我们的主只为真理做见证，不为自己做见证。
Because we find that our Lord, he testified only according to truth and not for himself.
他把真理见证出来。
He testified for truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们要想学谦卑。
Brothers and sisters, for us to learn humility.
我们敢不敢在不信主的面前讲到主耶稣爱我们？
Are you willing to say before those who do not believe that God loves us?
我记得这个是我以前也可能也许跟大家讲过，但是我觉得这个也许帮助我，至少我觉得那次主。教导我学谦卑的功课。
Perhaps I have already shared this before, but I wanted to share again of how the Lord has taught me this lesson.
那么那个时候我在学校里的时候，当然我就告诉人家你要信耶稣。
And so, yes, when I was a student, I did tell people you need to believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们当然这个有的人喜欢，有人就不喜欢。
Some people like to hear it, some did not.
还有一天有一个中午有一个 lady, 她就过来这从头到尾把我骂了一顿。
And so one day there was this lady, she came and she scolded me.
哎呀，他说你这个人还传耶稣呢？你看看你是什么样一个模样
And so she said, you are still preaching the Lord Jesus. What type of person are you?
你看看你曾经干了多少的坏事，从他知道我的这个所有的坏事都给我说了一遍。
She said, look at all the terrible things you've done. And she listed everything that I had done wrong from the time she came to know me.
他们坐在那儿，我真的一句话没有。这确确实实，这个我心想说，其实我还有很多事你还不知道呢，是不是？
I sat there and I accepted, I listened to it all, and I was thinking to myself, well, there's still so many more things I've done wrong that you don't even know about.
那么到这儿我就很羞愧了。
And so I was full of shame.
那么那天我就很羞愧的就回到了实验室，我在那接着做实验。
So filled with shame, I went back to the lab and I continued with my lab work.
我在那里已经工作了很久了。
And I had already worked there for a long time.
那个 old lady 她就来了。
And then this old lady, she came again.
她这个她说对不起。
And she came and she said, I'm sorry.
就说你的神在罚我了。
Your God has now, has punished me.
他说他上那个电梯的时候，那个电梯就是不开。
Because when she wanted to go into the elevator did not open for her.
最后他说他上哪个电梯，哪个电梯都不开。
And then no matter which elevator she wanted to go to, none of them opened for her.
所以他从这个 basement, 他我们在八楼，我们从一直走了九层爬上去。
And so she went from the basement, she had to take nine flights of stairs up.
他跟我说，哎呀，这个说这个对不起啊，我刚才说的这个。都对你的神了。
And so she apologized. She said, I have sinned against, offended your God.
那个时候里面就有一句话。
And so within me, there was one phrase.
我就跟她讲。
I said to her.
我说我实在算不得什么。
I said, I do not count for much.
但我的主爱我。
But my God loves you.
我的主真爱我。
My God loves me.
像我这样不好的人，主还救我。
For a person like me that is not good, God has still saved me.
主同样爱你。
God still loves you too.
盼望有一天你能够成为神的儿女。
I hope that one day you will also become a child of God.
那天主让我学一点点什么叫谦卑。
And so God that day taught me a little bit of what it means to be humble.
为主耶稣做见证。
To bear a good confession for the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习谦卑的功课。
We need to learn the lesson of humility.
学习顺服。
We learn to obey.
我看见大卫。打败哥利亚，那是何等奇妙的一件事。
We see that for David to conquer over Goliath, that was such an amazing thing.
因为我们知道他在打的时候，他不仅用石头子打。
We know that when David conquered, when he killed Goliath, it wasn't just with stones.
最稀奇的，他到这个水中挑挑那个圆的石头。
When he went to the stream, he picked out the stones that were round.
我想我要打哥利亚，只找那个尖石头。
I think to myself, if I want to kill Goliath, I'm going to find a sharp stone.
最尖的时候，一下就把他打败了。
I want to find the sharpest so that with one stone I could kill him.
你弟兄姊妹，你去读圣经很稀奇的。
But when you read the Bible, you find it so amazing.
大卫专门找那个光滑的石头。
David looked for the smooth, shiny stones.
是在那个溪水中一直这个肯被改变的那些光滑的石头。
The stones that were willing to be changed by the water.
那些这个有棱有角不肯被改变的都没被选上来。
And so the stones that were not willing to be changed, those were not chosen.
别看这光滑的石头。
Look at those smooth stones.
圣灵的能力与他同在。
And so the strength of the Holy Spirit was with him.
无论你是怎样的仇敌。
If no matter what enemy you have.
无论你是怎样的高大。
No matter how great you are.
因为是神圣灵的能力与这个石子同在。
Because it is the power of the Holy Spirit of God that is with the stone.
弟兄姊妹，谦卑顺服能够征服最骄傲的仇敌。
Humility and obedience can conquer the most proud enemy. We must learn the lesson of obedience. Don't think that just because others can't get along with you. Because we have so many needles poking out of us. That is why when God wants to use us, the strength, the power of the Holy Spirit cannot come out.
是的，四个石板给刺了一下，没有错。
Yes, we have poked you with the needles.
倒是蛮有力量的。
We're full of strength too.
但是没有圣灵的能力。
But there is no strength of the Holy Spirit.
没有办法带进以色列神家的得胜。
Cannot bring in the victory of the house of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，光滑的石头。
Smooth stones.
那是肯让圣灵的水流在他们生命中一直做改变的工作。
Are those stones that are willing?To allow the water, to the Holy Spirit, to do the work of change in them.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
This is such an amazing thing.
他这里说到那独有全能的万王之王，万主之主。
And here he says, He who is the blessed, only sovereign, King of kings, Lord of lords.
世人不能看见，这看不见也不能看见。
people of this world cannot see. They're unable to see. But if we are willing to learn the lesson of humility and obedience, our eyes will be opened. Above your boss, there's another boss.
总统上面还有总统。
Above the president, there's another president.
万王之王, 万主之主。
That is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们眼睛是这样被打开的,
if your eyes are opened in this way,
我们持守住这条正确的属灵的道,
then you are able to hold fast, guard this correct spiritual path.
我们可以在这条正确的方向上来跟随我们主的带领。
Then you are able to follow in the correct path of through the leading of the Spirit.
最后,
lastly,
他这里特别说到那些在今世富足的人,
he speaks of those who are rich in the present life.
这里特别提到一件事,
here there's a very important reminder.
他在说到这个让他们持定那真正的生命之前,
here before they hold fast to the true life.
所以这就是你看他这里告诉我很清楚要持定那个永生嘛。
Here, of course, we are to hold fast to eternal life.
那让他们怎么能够持定永生?
How do they hold fast to that which is life?
他说预备将来。
They, in order to do that, they are to prepare for the future.
我觉得非常好。
I feel it's very good.
我觉得中文这个翻译非常好。
The Chinese translation is good.
预备将来。
Prepare for the future.
什么叫预备将来?
What does it mean to prepare for the future?
这个将来不是指的永世说的。
This does not speak of just eternity.
这个将来它乃是说到千年国说的。
This future speaks of the millennium.
所以这里面告诉我们说，我们如果要持定这个生命，持定永生。
So here, if we are to guard and hold fast to eternal life,
不仅我们要有属灵的追求。
Not only are we to have spiritual pursuit.
不仅我们要学十字架的功课。
Not only are we to learn the lesson of the cross.
我们更要预备将来。
But we need to prepare for the future.
要学习追求做得胜者。
We need to learn to pursue to be an overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为自己已经很丰富了。We
do not want to think that we are already very abundant.
把自己摆在神的教会里。We
are to place ourselves in God's church.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你在侍奉中有没有这样的感觉。I
don't know if you have this feeling as you serve.
你整天觉得自己丰富哈，但当你要真要给出去的时候，你才发现你什么都没有。If
you feel that you are so abundant, up until the point where you need to give, then you realize you have nothing at all.
为什么？因为你讲了半天，大家都睡着了。
Because you find that as you have spoken for so long, everyone has fallen asleep.
一半上厕所去了。
Half has gone to the bathroom.
剩下一半不知道在打手机干什么了。
The other half, we don't know what they're doing with their phones.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？多少时候我们觉得我们踌躇满志，我觉得这是属天的亮光。
We feel that we are so abundant, we are full of light.
弟兄姊妹，当我们肯把自己摆在神教会里的时候，
but when we are willing to place ourselves in the house of God,
弟兄姊妹，你宝贝一件事，
you will find and treasure one thing.
你宝贝受教者的时候，
you will learn the teaching of the tongue of the one who instructs.
不是教训人的舌头。
That it is not the tongue that instructs other people.
从前很喜欢教训的。
In the past, you really loved to teach.
越过你越发现你喜欢受教。
But more and more you realize that you will love to be taught.
因为你发现你什么都没有。
Because you realize you have nothing at all.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道一件事， 所有的得胜者都是在教会里面。
Brothers and sisters, we must know that all overcomers are in the church.
我们读启示录二三章，我们看见那里主一而再、再而三的呼召得胜者。
We find in Revelations 2 and 3, God is always calling for overcomers.
所有的得胜者都是在神的家中的。
All overcomers are in the house of God.
都是把自己摆在神的教会里的。
All those who place themselves in the church of God.
弟兄姊妹， 当我们肯这样的把自己摆在神的家中的时候，
when we are willing to place ourselves in God's house,
我们里面真的宝贝受教者的舌头。
Then we treasure the tongue which instructs us.
我们所宝贝的不是许多的学问。
And then what we treasure is not many teachings.
我们宝贝的是恩典的同在。
But we treasure the presence of grace with us.
弟兄姊妹， 这新约的职是谁担当得起啊？
Who can bear up this New Testament teaching?
谁能让人的眼睛得开啊？
Who can allow our eyes to be opened?
从黑暗转向光明， 从撒旦的权下归向神。
From darkness be turned into light, and from Satan be turned to God.
弟兄姊妹， 这样的是谁能够担当得起啊？
Who is able to bear up this responsibility?
感谢主，神的圣灵今天与我们同在。
But we thank God, His Holy Spirit is with us
today. 所以当我们愿意这样的去给的时候
，So when we realize that we are willing to give，
把自己摆在神教会里面
，And we place ourselves in God's church，
我们所宝贵的是祷告。
What we treasure is prayer，
不是宝贵那些无定的钱财。
We do not treasure this uncertain riches。
所以有弟兄说，这个钱财能成就的事情，恐怕都不能带到永恒里去。
All the things which riches can accomplish, we cannot bring with us into eternity.
弟兄姊妹需要祷告。
We need to pray.
这是持定永生，我们在神面前的一些非常重要的学习。
These are all very important learnings in holding fast to eternal life.
当我们这样持定生命。
We hope that as we hold fast to life,
牢牢地抓住这个生命
as we grab a hold of this life,
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们不仅在消极面可以逃避这许许多多的这些的搅扰
we realize that not only can we avoid all of these problems,
我们更可以朝着这个正确的属灵方向，朝着主的心意而去
but now we can also go in the direction of God's correct path.
我们可以成为神手中一个合用的器皿
Then we can be a useful vessel in God's hand.
我觉得这哥林提摩太前书实在是太宝贵了。
I feel that 1 Timothy is very precious.
他这样的一而再再三提醒我们。
He is reminding us over and over again.
不要忘记主所托付给我们。
Do not forget that which God has entrusted to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这里聚集，我们今天在这里劳苦努力，是为了让这荣耀的福音在我们中间能够显明出来。
As we gather here together and as we serve together, it is to manifest God's glory and His glorious gospel.
我们要持守住主所托付给我们的。
We are to guard and to hold fast to that which He has entrusted to us.
让我们时时刻刻。都能够活在主的爱中
that at every moment we can live in His love
时时刻刻从他得生命
at every moment we can live in His life
让他来保守我们一直走在这条正确的属灵道路上
may He protect us so that we can walk in the correct spiritual path
让他的旨意能够行在我们中间如同行在天上一样
so that His will may be done among us as it is done in heaven
我们一起祷告
shall we pray
主我们何等感谢你把这卷书这样的赐给我们
Lord, we thank you for giving us this book.
感谢你在恩典里面这样来呼召我们
We thank you that in your grace you call us.
让我们都能来成为你手中合用的器皿
So that we all can be useful vessels in your hand.
因为你所赐给我们的恩典实在是太浩大了
Because you have given us such great grace.
你今天让那个复活的生命在我们的里面
And you have given us a resurrected life.
让这个永远的生命充满在我们的生命的里面
And you fill our life with your eternal life.
因为这个生命胜过了一切的仇敌胜过了一切的艰难
And this life has already overcome the enemy and all difficulties.
这个生命要吞灭死亡直到永远
and this life can swallow up death until eternity
什么时候我们在死的形状上与你联合就必在复活的形状上与你联合
anytime that we are connected with you in your death we are also connected to you in your resurrected life
求主你的话常常提醒在我们的中间
may your word often remind us
让我们为真道打那美好的仗
that we would fight the good fight for faith
持定永生
hold fast to eternal life
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
to look forward towards the author and the author of our faith
愿你的话常常来激励我们
may your word often encourage us
让我们都持守这条正确的属灵的道路
so that we would hold fast to the true correct spiritual path
朝着正确的属灵方向 我们来跟随你
that we would follow you in the right spiritual direction
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray Amen, Amen.